Hi everyone.
Hello.
Hi, welcome back to another episode of Blondes Living Boldly. I'm Jade.
And I'm Emily.
And we're so happy you could join us today. So today we are coming to you very unprepared.
We have no notes. We have no, well, we do have an idea.
We know what we're going to talk to you about, yeah. But we thought we'd come at it from the most open, honest.
Yeah, just like us being us.
Yes, kind after of. A glass of rosé.
Yeah,
speaking exactly. of which.
Cheers.
Ooh. So obviously, as I mentioned, we do have a topic in mind.
Oh, sip.
It's been sunny, so we're on the rosé, as I mentioned. Is it French?
It is French. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it is. It's French.
It's actually from Montgenèvre. Like, what,
I don't know if we were meant to take that. Anyway,
It was in a chalet.
It's free wine.
It was free wine. Why would I not take it? No one else wanted it.
Fair. Yeah. So it is. Yeah. No. It's in the Sherpa. So yeah.
Yeah.
Montgenèvre wine. Montgenèvre rosé. French rosé.
I mean,
we're in Italy, but we're living our best lives here. So.
And why not? You know, dabble a bit with the French grape and the Italian grape.
Why not? Oh, all right. Dibble dabbling here.
That's what happens after a little bit of wine.
So we thought our rosé head might help us with today's topic because we're going to get brutally honest, boldly honest with you guys.
Ooh, boldly honest. Boldly, I like
well,
it.
Because it brutally seems a bit like, I'm not that bad.
No, it's not that. We're not being harsh or anything.
You're free to disagree with us today, but we have quite a strong opinion on this. So we're going to talk relationships. Both of us are in relationships. Both of us have had many other relationships in our time,
in
both
our
healthy
time.
And unhealthy.
Unhealthy, yes.
So, yeah, this is our full-on, kind of very bold, very honest opinion.
Yeah, being real with you, like about our lives, about kind of maybe your life is similar in regards to your partner. Mm-hmm.
It's more like expectations in a relationship, I think. Mm. Like, what do you expect from a relationship?
Versus what actually happens in a relationship.
What have you learned about relationships maybe as you've gone through as well? Because for sure, I don't have the same relationships now that I'm 29 as I did when I was 19.
Well, yeah. I think after every relationship, you learn something. It may be multiple things, but I think at least one thing you learn from one relationship, and then that means you kind of take it on to the next one going, don't do this, don't do
definitely
that.
Don't do that again, you absolute moron.
You know, or it's a more positive thing, as in, you know, oh, that worked really well, let's try that kind of thing. So I think you always take something.
Yeah, and obviously, like, everyone's different. The people that you meet, the relationships will change, and also people change as you go through time as well.
Yeah.
So
the older you get, like, a relationship will always change from when you're young to old.
Yeah.
Not old, but older.
Well, the thing is, right, so obviously there are some people that maintain relationships with the same person for their whole life.
How
they do that, I've got no idea.
I mean, how? I've got a few friends whose parents are, you know, blissfully married, and they've met each other at school or university, and I just think, oh my God, like, how have you made that happen? God, if I thought back to me being now, like, what, my first boyfriend at what, 14, 15, if we were still, no.
We've spoken about this before with friendships, but I'm not the same person I was when I was a teenager. I'm not the same person I was in my early 20s. Like, I'm not the same person I was 4 years ago. Do you know what I mean?
I'm not the same person as I was last week, I don't think. you're always changing.
You are, but and obviously I
for
think
better,
part,
I think as I, well, most
normally,
of it.
Well, hopefully, yeah, normally it's for the better. I think some people are really lucky and they work really hard. I don't think it's just luck with relationships.
I mean,
but it is,
if you meet
timing's
your soulmate
important.
When you're 15, you meet your
do
soulmate
you
when you're 15.
Soulmates? This is what question we're going to ask. Soulmates, being best friends with your partner.
Love at first sight.
Yeah. So like,
I don't
basic.
Believe in that one.
Do you not? Okay, no. So let's go through it. Fine, let's go through these three questions, shall we? So do you believe in love at first sight?
No.
Why not?
I think as humans, we're too... like
judging.
We're too judgmental, in a sense that there's the whole saying, don't judge a book by its cover, which I know in a sense would work well with the whole love at first sight, because you're going to be, it means that you fall in love the first time you see someone. But it's not always looks, is it?
No, it's, you know, it's a chemical, it's personality thing, though. When you first see someone, it depends what you're,
well, you might start chatting to them and they're a load of they're talking a piece of shit.
Oh, or, yeah, you can think someone's beautiful and they're the most boring person you've ever met in your life.
I've had that happen.
Same.
So, you know, it's one of those things. Like, I don't think you can fall in love at the click of a finger.
No.
Like, I don't think it...
You last 100%.
Yeah, you can look at a man or like, a woman and be like, oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
But I don't generally think you can have those feelings of love, because they're strong feelings the first time you meet someone. How, like, I don't know. I mean, I know obviously movies and everything, like, plaster that all over the world.
That means that I love a chick flick.
Oh, I love a chick flick. And don't get me wrong, I would love the thought of love at first sight.
But I just don't think it exists.
No.
I think, obviously, like, you can see someone across the room and think, oh my God, you're absolutely beautiful, or whatever, float your boat, if you don't use the word beautiful.
I also think you can click with someone.
And then you can click with someone. And if the two things work, but I think the love part comes a lot later.
Well, yeah, because it's, love is like a mix of emotions. It's, you know, you've got to have the boxes ticked, haven't you, for love to happen.
There's also the timing thing involved.
Yeah.
So, like, I just don't think, like, you can like the way someone is and seems, but also 3 weeks later they could be a different person, or new things could come out about them that you didn't know before, and that changes your feelings. So that's not love, is it? I just think you have to really, truly know someone.
Yeah. You need to know everything about, you know, kind of everything about them. The in-depth stuff and the on-surface stuff.
And, like, just little things, like the way they deal with situations and there's just so many
things.
Which,
unless you're in that situation, you're not going to know.
No. Well, I always find, so I fall in love quite quickly. I'm quite open about that. I do fall in love quite quickly. But it's more of like an enamoured thing than it is like deep love.
Yeah, so it's more than lust.
It's more than lust.
But it's not love. It's like not love,
and there's not really a word for that. But, like, I fall into, like, feelings very quickly.
Yeah.
So I get feelings for people very quickly.
Okay.
But then again, I would say it's mostly when I've been on seasons or, like, in that, like, romantic situation.
That zone, like, that kind of zone.
Where, like, everything's open, you're open to new possibilities, and then it's really easy.
You're in a different country.
Yeah.
Why not?
You're spending all your time with that person, so then it
kind of happens.
It happens naturally, because you're looking for that kind of security, because I think you're out
and that kind of connection
in the world and you're not sure, like, everyone's new to you as well, so you're open to building new connections and new relationships.
Fair.
In England, I don't catch feelings very easily at all.
No, I mean, I'm someone that doesn't. I mean,
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a kind of hide my feelings. I don't want to trust my feelings until very long down the line. It's kind of, yeah.
How many times have you said I love you to your partner?
Current partner?
Current partner, yeah.
Well, I obviously did the official one. And
this
then
is really awkward, but I think I love you.
Yeah. Oh my God, so awkward. But maybe, I don't know, two or three times since then.
That's it.
He does the whole, I love you sometimes. That's what I get.
See, I'm the opposite, because I say it every day.
I just, yeah.
But then my thing is related to, like, my experience, so that's why I say it all the time.
Yeah.
So, like, that's my... Because I I've been told before that someone doesn't feel love from me, because I am quite sarcastic and I'm quite, like, mean to people, just naturally. Like, I call Mateo Poo most mornings. I'm like, hey, Poo.
And he's like, yeah, but that's like in a, well,
I think that's
loving,
cute.
Yeah. A loving way.
But then he's like, why are you so mean to me?
I'm not
so then
mean.
I have to kind of add in the nice stuff
that I'm not very good at doing that whole,
but then I think it's also because I like to feel secure in a relationship.
Fair.
So I like hearing it.
If you say it, yeah, so when you say it, you want it to be said back.
Well, it doesn't need to be said back, but I think it's that, like, making sure that someone knows how you feel and that they're secure in the way that you feel is important, because it's important to me to feel that.
Mm.
So I think it's that I love how I'd like to be loved. I think everyone loves how they'd like to be loved. And that's where it gets difficult when someone likes to be loved in a different way to the way that you love.
Yes, has a different love language.
There you
We've both learned about that. this recently. And I wouldn't say this year. It was kind of like end
Shout
of last
out to
year.
Our lovely friend in Los Angeles for that.
Yeah. Love language. You've got, I mean, that is very true. People have now, well, it's just opened my eyes to a whole new meaning of love, in a sense, like, that think, yeah
because everyone's like, you different. Grow differently, don't you? So you're raised by parents and they show you a love language and you receive that love in the way that your parents demonstrate it.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean necessarily that's actually how you want to receive love, yeah, or how so you
it,
give love.
I think you either give it the same way your parents did to you, or you're the opposite.
Yeah,
because I feel like I'm very much the opposite, because my mum's more like you. Maybe I search for people that are like that.
The opposite. Yeah. I don't know, actually. Like, my parents don't say I love you all the time, I don't think.
No,
I would say I'm quite similar. Yeah.
You're
I'm
similar, whereas quite I'm similar, the opposite.
As in, it's kind of more in what you kind of show or what you do rather than what you say.
Yeah, whereas I want both.
Fair.
And I don't feel like I'm asking too much. But well, I think it is.
I think
like,
there's
my
people
family
out there
are very much
agree.
Like that. Mm. I would say, like, my whole, especially my mum's side of the family, I would say they're very much more like your family, where it's like, you know that I love you, so deal with it. I'm not going to say it. Which
I'm
is very much my partner as well. Whereas I'm like, love you, love you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like previous boyfriends, I've maybe been more open. I just feel like, I suppose the older I've got, actually I've probably got worse. I'm more closed now than when I used
to be. Do you think it's because you spent a long time being single?
Probably doesn't help.
Because you then didn't have, like, if you're single you don't have to share
your
emotions.
You don't have to share, no.
Unless you're drunk on a night out with the girls and it gets...
I am, you know, all my friends will say I'm not good with emotions, generally. Regardless of whether I'm in a relationship or if it's a friendship or if I'm in front of family or what have you, I'm a closed book normally. But I do remember being younger, I was more open with my feelings in a relationship. Mm. But then I think because I've been hurt or what have you, you kind of, and then yes, I had a long period of time where I was single. I think now I'm kind of in that, I don't know, like in a stage where I'm not going to be open about my feelings because I don't A, want to get hurt, and secondly because I'm not used to having to be that way. I don't know, it is a strange
but also you're in a relationship with someone that doesn't require that from you, and
no,
that's not his
and
love
he's
language
obviously
either.
The same he's obviously the same as me in a sense that he's not someone that needs to be told all the time, or and he doesn't necessarily need to say it all the time either. So I think that's probably why we've ended up the way we have, because we kind of know.
But
we
don't. You two have a more similar love language.
It must be that.
Because again, but you both come from parents that are still together.
We do.
And I do think that you do have a similar way of communicating.
Yeah, we communicate without having to
actually have a conversation.
I mean, the only time he tells me that when he says, I love you sometimes, is when he's drunk.
Bless him.
But obviously they do say
true feelings come out when you're drunk. Is that what you're going with?
That's what I'm hoping anyway. I'm just like,
I don't know.
Okay.
I think mine just passes out.
no words come out of that mouth other than the
snoring. It's just like I don't understand the words that are coming out, because it gets less and less comprehensive, is it?
It's like a mix of Italian and English, but in a very slurred sentence.
Yeah. Mm. But I think being a child of divorce makes me more open in a weird way.
Yeah, like
I want to be, because I don't want it to get to a point where you almost forget what your feelings are.
Yeah.
Because you don't express them and you're not sharing, like you just fall into a routine. Whereas for me, I'm very much not a routine. Obviously, we have a routine within our lives and within our relationship, but not too much. And like, I always think that you should make the other person feel special. And like, we've obviously been together 4 years now, 4 years tomorrow. Woo. but yeah, so we've been together a long time, but I still don't like it. He obviously will have evenings where he's quite chill and like, doesn't want to say it, like we're just chilling or whatever. But we'll also have evenings where like he gets quite clingy and he's like, ew, I love you. And I'm like, meh, get off. But then if he's not like that, I'm like, love you.
It's like the opposite of what he is, you do.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's what I want. Yeah.
Fair. each to their own at the end of the day.
I'm just a demanding woman, what can I say?
I don't think you're the only one. I think there's, and to be honest, I've witnessed it, there's people out there who are going to be far more demanding.
Okay, so next questions.
Yeah. Question number two.
Okay. Compromise versus sacrifice.
Oh, this is
where is the line? This is Emily's thing.
This is my thing, and I have always said this, regardless of whether it's a friendship or a relationship, but I think more so within a relationship. Mm. You should never have to sacrifice when it comes to your relationship. It should always be a compromise. Okay, I understand. Sacrifices do have to be made sometimes, but
To an extent.
So I'm not saying sacrifices should never happen, because that's a very bold statement.
Well, yeah, the world is not black and white.
Yeah, and it's not black and white. But I think for a relationship to truly kind of work and have like a long lasting kind of, you know, thing to it. I don't know how you add
element.
I think compromise should always be the thing. Never sacrifice. And my friends would openly tell you that that is what I've always told them. Because, you know, you shouldn't, it should be a case of like, oh yeah, they don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Oh, but how about we do this together kind mm-hmm. of thing? Or I don't want to move there. Well, I want to stay here. So it's then a case of maybe you...
Well, there has to be, got to be an area where you meet in the middle, I think. And like, obviously, like if a job comes up and you need to move for that job because that's your career, there may be an element of sacrificing time together, or the other person saying, okay, well, I'll do a few years or something along the way. Or
I'm trying to find maybe a job closer to you, like doing the same thing. But yeah, I mean, there's obviously, because you're two different people, you're obviously going to times are going to happen where
things, you need to give something up in order to make it work. And that's where you have to make the choice as well. And that's where, so obviously, couples that are together for a long period of time, I don't think it's always love and it's always that like fairy book.
No.
Fairy tale ending. Ending of like, oh, well, everything just magically worked out. No,
well,
like,
happily ever after.
Obviously, there's some areas where you're like, okay, well, I sacrificed this for you and I'm choosing to do that for you. Therefore, it is a compromise because I've weighed up the two options.
And I've
chosen that I want to be with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas if it's like,
so it is kind of like a sacrifice, but it's not, because you are sacrificing something, but you're compromising at the same time.
Yeah, and also I think you also need to like know that the other person would do the same for you, not necessarily the same. Like obviously, we both have moved to Italy. We both have partners in Italy. I am fully aware that my partner would never move to England, and I would never expect him to.
No, I wouldn't either,
because it's just not.
I don't feel that I have sacrificed anything to move here.
Exactly.
It's a compromise for me in a sense that actually my life here is better.
Yeah.
So as much as, yes, I chose a man that was Italian and I chose a man that I knew would never move to the UK for me, I don't feel that it's a sacrifice that I've had to change my life. I've compromised because actually my life here is better.
It doesn't mean I don't miss my family, but also I know that if they move to England, either one of them, because they're quite similar, if they move to England, they wouldn't be happy.
No.
And they wouldn't have the life that we have in Italy.
Definitely not.
So I wouldn't expect them to make that, because it would be a sacrifice. And I feel like if you make a decision and there's bitterness involved, or there's some kind of like resentment,
oh God,
then it's not worth it.
It's never going to go. It's never going to end well, is it?
No. Because realistically, at some point, you're going to bring that, like, if they piss you off, you're going to bring it up, and it's going to piss you, like,
it's going to be that one thing niggling, isn't it?
Of negativity in your relationship, in which case it's actually not worth it.
No.
It's better to be like, do you know what, end on positive terms, as hard as that is, and walk away.
Yeah. But then that's where my whole thing of sacrifice, like, is not good, compromise is the one, because if you're sacrificing and it ends and it's a bad thing, it's never going to end well.
Because also you're then going to, if the relationship then ends, the only thing you're going to be thinking about is, oh, well, I sacrificed this and I sacrificed that.
You know, I sacrificed my life for you. It's like, well, no, that's why it should never be a sacrifice, because it never, it's never going to end well if you are the only person sacrificing or the other person is the only one sacrificing. It can't. I don't genuinely think it can actually end anything other than bitterness.
Well, yeah, because it just, and it festers, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Because realistically, I know myself, I'd never let it go.
No, it's going to be one of those things, as you said, that's always going to pop up.
I get angry enough about the fact that he hasn't taken the bins out. So.
Let alone if it was like a big thing.
It's fine, because I can just leave those by the front door, so he has to physically go past them to get into the apartment.
You could leave them outside by the car. Leave them in front of the car, so he has to roll over them.
Leave them in the back of the pickup, shall I? Yeah. Then, what's that smell? Oh, by the way, all the bins that you haven't taken out.
Yeah, they're in the back. Have fun with that.
I just leave them by the door, and then he's like, oh, are these for me to take? Yes. Should I leave my shoes on?
Yes. Well done.
He's figured it out.
He's learning, Jade. But yeah, no, I think, yeah, it is very important within a relationship. There should always be there's always going to have to be compromise as well, because you're not the same person at the end of the day. But I think the moment it then becomes a sacrifice, that's when you should start thinking, should I be making this sacrifice? Would they be willing to make the same one?
And is it going to make me happy?
Yeah. Because if it's not, then you shouldn't be making it.
Your partner, like, as much as they should be an integral part of your world, of your universe, they shouldn't be the only thing in your universe.
No. You should have your own... Well, this leads on. This leads on, but realistically, we believe that within a relationship, you should each have your own lives. Your lives should not be so intertwined that you are the same person.
No.
Because it doesn't exist. You're not a twin.
Twins have different personalities.
Yeah, exactly. Even conjoined twins have different that's the whole point. Like,
yeah, you're a snowflake. You're an individual.
You are an individual. So don't become that.
Yeah. No. So I do have a point to make here just before we continue, because we're getting more and more opinionated as the rosé hits us. And really, as we talk, because we always feel this way. Even we had this similar conversation in the car the other day.
We did. Like, we've had it many a times. Yeah. I think we even had it like within the first week of us meeting.
Oh, we did. Do you not remember the disgusting teddy bear? Anyway, that's another story for another day.
Yeah.
But yeah, so obviously, just worth saying, we're not experts. We're definitely not relationship experts.
We're not agony aunts or anything.
We've just learned by a few mistakes. And also we've seen, I guess, people make the same mistakes and we're judgy bitches. And that's kind of maybe where it's come up in conversation for us. Or like
we've kind of seen it.
It's quite
happening.
Because once you've made that mistake, you can see it in other people.
But if you haven't made that mistake,
and maybe
then
I'm
you
making
can't.
Mistakes that are like that I've not seen before, and maybe I learn from them. Who knows?
But
you know, I'm always willing to take advice, because I mean, our good friend that we mentioned earlier gave me some fantastic advice about 2 years ago with me and my partner. We've mentioned before, like we have very different love languages, and it took a lot of work and a lot of sitting down and forcing him to talk, because he doesn't like to talk.
Most men don't, I don't think.
And saying like, well, what do you expect in a relationship? What do I expect in a relationship? Are we able to meet each other's expectations? Yes or no? Because it's not always easy.
No. Well, I don't think love is.
No. And relationships aren't easy because, like you said, you're different people. And it took being very open and like difficult conversations to get to the point where we're like, okay, well, I know that's just how he communicates. So that's fine.
Okay, I accept that. And this is how I do it.
Yeah, but you also have to spend some time and be like, can I accept that? Does that work for me? Can I?
Yeah, because if you can't, then it's ultimately never going to work.
No.
It's sometimes those discussions or chats or whatever they are going to either lead somewhere positive or they're going to lead somewhere negative. But ultimately, aren't they better to have not to have?
Always better.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'd rather that than waste 3 years living in the dark and thinking, we're just plodding along fine.
And then, you know, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 25 years, however many years it is down the line. And you then go, oh, yeah, I'm not happy. Oh, okay. How long have you not been? A long time. Did you not think to say it?
had you said this at the start, like a couple months in, maybe we could have figured it out.
Yeah.
Or not. Or I could have gone my separate way and found someone else.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's never like wasted time in relationships because you learn your lessons. No. But I think for me, honesty and like a touch base of where each other are feeling are like so important.
Well, where you're kind of heading.
Yeah.
Like, are you on the same path? Because
timing's a really big deal as well.
You might not be. That's the thing. And it's not a bad thing if you're not. It's, you know, but you've then got to have that, you know, that chat and be like, right, okay, well, this is where I'm heading. Is it where you're heading? Oh, you're not. Okay, well, are you willing to kind of join me on my path or not?
Yeah.
And if not, then yeah.
Is that feasible? Because, yeah, you know.
Sorry, see you later. It was a night. It was great. You know, nice to meet you. Or you carry on and...
That being said, it's not that easy because I'm like a very emotional person. So Emily's like the anti me in some ways, whereas I'm really emotional.
We're very different.
And it's not easy to have those conversations and to think that maybe that's not, like, especially when you're in love with someone.
Oh God, yeah, no.
It's so hard to walk away.
Yeah.
And people that can just be like, okay, that doesn't work for me.
I mean, I say that I'm not like that either. Like, it's not easy, but I'm just, yeah, when it
I
comes to...
I just feel like with advice, you know, when you hear people's advice, and especially if you're in that situation and you're in love with someone, and then you hear that advice and you're like, well, that's all well and good, but that's not going to keep me warm, is it, tomorrow
easier
night when I'm lying there crying in my bed by myself? No, it's not.
No. But I think
it's still worth the pain, because at the end of the pain, there's like a new shiny rainbow of happiness.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
What is it?
Well, no, there is.
Silver lining?
So, well, no, it's like...
Light at the end of the tunnel.
When a door closes, a window opens or whatever. Yeah. Like, you don't know what's coming next. And actually, I think now I think as a society, as a people, like, we're getting better at being like, well, if that doesn't serve me, I should move on.
We are getting better.
Which is why most people don't stay in relationships. For, I think there's a line, right? Of like,
I know,
that's
but
not serving
it
me,
does
it's
upset
not.
Me in a sense that, like, I do... You know, like people who kind of do these shotgun weddings and like
don't
2 months
out.
Down the line, 2 years down the line, don't see it out. And you're kind of like, well, you know, especially if you maybe have been together a little while, like if you've been together like a year or 2 years and then you decide to get married, you realistically, you should know that person
well,
that you're with.
Though. You've signed a contract.
You've signed, yeah, you've decided, you've said vows in front of each other. So if times get tough after that, surely isn't it, you know, worth your while, like both of you, to kind of try and make it work and everything. But I feel like I think that's a sad thing about kind of our generation, is that, you know, it gets a bit tough and people just go, no.
Well, also because there's always
I'm walking,
like,
away.
There's always something else on the horizon, isn't there? So like, it's so easy to download a dating app or like find there's always someone, there's always another fish in the sea, and you can see the fish and they look really hot in their pictures, but at the end of the day, you've made a commitment to someone
and you clearly obviously had feelings for them or loved them or whatever before you signed that contract.
I've got a new question.
You've thought of another one now. But yeah, I just think we are, it does upset me in a sense that I'm obviously pro-marriage.
Yeah, no, I
like
am
like you
well,
are
yeah.
as well, and I would just hope that, you know, if I was ever, you know, if I do get married, when I do get married, that if times get tough, you kind of work through it. Like, at the end of the day, you've got a past in your relationship.
Yeah.
So surely you want to make your future happen. Why would you want to kind of give it up like that kind of thing? Because
oh no, I don't understand.
So
that.
Many
Obviously,
people
no, there,
do.
There are points of like irreconcilable differences or whatever, and there are some things that you can't get past.
No, no,
100%.
Yeah, I get
and
that.
That
but
line is different for everyone.
It is.
That being said, sometimes time does heal. So I feel like now we're so used to making snap judgments, and actually, it would be better to be like, okay, well, let's get some counselling, or let's leave it some time, let's have some space,
let's have some time apart, maybe, and then come back,
and then come back and see where we both are, and see, like, you're married, it takes a long time to get divorced. There's no point in doing it in the anger. I mean, I've never been through it, so I don't know.
No, I mean, maybe it is different when you're in that scenario, but. I don't know. I hear
it's
it all
so
the time.
Now, isn't it?
Like you just hear it all the time. I mean, I could name probably like 20 people that I've heard of.
Well, it's a lot of celebrities. They do it, don't
you
they?
You know, celebrities do. But I suppose that's why you kind of your average Joe does it, because celebrities make it so accessible in a sense. You can get married really easily. You can get divorced really easily. Oh, and you can get married again, and then
well,
you can get divorced,
the
and
point
then you can get married,
married
again.
Then?
I know. Like, for me,
it's a bit sad. I mean, I don't know. Like, obviously, marriage is a bit of a conformity thing, but I love the idea of it because,
same.
Like, you know, penguins do it, don't they? Have They mate for life.
Lobsters do. There's many animals that do.
Yeah.
Dolphins.
And I'm aware that, like, humans aren't necessarily that. And I'm not saying, like, you pick one person and stay with them forever. But if you get to know someone, and work out if you're compatible.
And if you are, you know. I mean, I'm not saying...
They don't have to be 100% compatible with someone, right? You can be like 90,
80%.
80%. Like, I'll go with 80. What was it that I said? It was a bit mean. It was the stick or twist, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. When you play 21.
When you play 21. And I was like, I'm like 19 out of 21. I'm sticking.
I'm sticking. I mean, I'm not even saying that people have to get married, but it's just like that commitment.
Yeah.
That if you find someone that you are committed then to spending the rest of your life with that person...
Also, we're human. We make mistakes. We say things we don't mean. We do things we weren't meant to do,
or what have you. Not that I'm condoning certain things, but
yeah, it does happen. I think, like, honesty is always, for me, the most integral part of that.
I'm with you.
And, like, you know, if you make a mistake, own up to it, and see where it, like, even if it's horrible, see where it goes, and yeah. But
the thing is, once it's out in the open.
You're able to deal with it
and you can kind of confront it. If it's, the thing is as well, like, if you keep bottling it up and bottling up, it's one of those that surely it's just going to come out
a lot
further down the line, and at the most inconvenient. It always does.
Well, yeah.
Always. From my experience, I'm a bottler upper.
Yeah.
Always. And I always end up blurting stuff out.
Whereas I can't help myself. I'm like, right, Jade, just keep it in, because you'll be over it tomorrow. And I'm like, no, I can't. I'm so angry.
Yeah, I'm a bottler upper.
You've annoyed me.
I can't, like, it will. I'll bottle it up. I hold it in. And then the worst time it could possibly come out, that's when it happens. I'm like, shit.
It does. So then that's no bottling up.
Yeah,
this, I even think about bottling something up, and like 30 minutes later, I'm like, oh, look at that, it's out.
It's out. Perhaps I should take a leap.
No, it's not a good thing, because sometimes I'm like, why did I overreact? Why did I scream at you for that? I've no idea. I was just a bit annoyed at the time. So I'm like the opposite of you. You bottle it up for ages when it's a big thing, whereas I need to learn that emotions are like waves. You just have to ride them.
Yes.
They seem big at the time, and then they're gone. But yeah. Great advice. I'm still struggling to, I'm better at it, but still.
you're learning. It's a learning process, Jade.
Okay, so now we're at the point where we're going to get
real
with you of where we really both have quite, well, really strong opinions, the same opinion.
Yeah.
So it is a bit of an echo chamber up in here. Apologies, sorry. Feel free to disagree.
Sorry, but not sorry. That's how we feel.
This is how I really feel. If you are spending every waking hour with your partner, I have an issue with that. Where are your friends? Why don't you have friends that are just your friends?
Why don't you have hobbies that are not your, that are just your hobbies and not theirs? Yeah, we're both very much under the impression that when you're in a relationship, you should not be spending 24 hours every minute of every day with that person. And
unless you're in lockdown with them.
Yeah.
You're quarantined.
To be fair, even when that happened, no, I still needed time out. I still needed to get away.
Like, I'm going to go in the other room.
Yeah. Because you can't. Like, I think, you know, it's people that, yeah, kind of start conforming to what it is that their partner wants, does, likes,
listen,
eats, drinks.
Let's all be open to new things and new experiences.
That's fine. I get that.
Give it a try. But I don't expect you, and I don't think it's normal, personally, to be 100%, have 100% of things in common with one other person.
No, you can't.
We have different things.
That's not physically possible, surely.
You like Tom Cruise and I do not.
That's just one thing.
Like,
yeah.
We have things, like, I have things that are different to Emily. Emily's probably the person that I'm most similar to.
I
probably spend more time with you than I do with my partner.
With anyone,
I'm
yeah.
About the same, man.
We're about the same, yeah. But, yeah, we have a lot in common, but we have a lot of differences.
Yeah.
And...
But we celebrate those differences. And my partner have so many differences.
Yeah.
So many things because that he likes to do that I don't like to do.
And that's
fine. I'm not going to pretend to do them. Like, no. I'm not going to be like, oh, cool, I'll go play golf with you. It's boring as fuck.
It really is.
And I love that you love it. And I love that that means you go out all day and you come home and you're happy as Larry. And I've had all day to do whatever the fuck I want to do without you.
Oh my God, it's amazing. Well, yeah, but that's normal. Like, yeah, you can have things in common. You can both like video games. You can both like the same music. You can both like going to concerts.
Lovely.
You both like a sport or what have you. But
But
it's also okay.
In common. You can still do it with other people.
Yeah, but you can also not have things in common. That's normal.
I love watching the football with my boyfriend and praying that Inter lose because it winds him up so much.
Oh dear.
Or like I love teasing him about England beating Italy in the rugby, and he's like, I don't give a fuck. It's rugby.
But it just one of those
It's banter that we enjoy, and maybe sometimes I watch the football with him and sometimes I'll be like, do you know what? I can't be fucked tonight. I'm going into the other room.
I'm going to watch something else. Yeah. Sex in the City or Friends or
whatever. Whatever it may be. Yeah. I don't feel like it tonight. And sometimes I will join him, even though I don't necessarily like it.
No, I mean,
occasionally I'll go down and drive the golf cart around and drink Prosecco. I'm down with that.
But you're not physically playing.
No.
But that's fine.
But then again, I hate cycling. So I'm not going to go cycling.
No.
Because I don't like it. And no. I get that he likes it. And again, that's lovely. You go out, you have a lovely time. I love to hike and you don't love to hike.
No.
So I'm going to go out and hike with my friends or I'm going to go out and hike by myself because those are things that I like to do.
Yeah. You like to go swimming. He's not a big swimmer.
He can't swim.
There you go. But you can both go on a hot holiday. Like I've done it with my partner. You've done it with yours. Our partners don't like the sun. They're not sunbathers, but we can go on hot holidays. They sit in the shade. We sit in the sun. Mm. There you go. We've compromised.
We'll go to the beach in the morning. In the afternoon, we'll sit by the pool. You'll sit inside or sit in the shade or watch the football or do whatever you want to do. And I'm going to swim in the pool.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to sunbathe. Not? I don't need to be glued to your hip, even on holiday together, because we're spending all day together. I know where you are.
I don't think it's healthy.
You can spend most of your time with someone, but not all of your time.
Especially when you're going to go to bed, you're going to be obviously next to them for the next 7 to 10 hours.
I know you're asleep, but...
But still, you're there. I don't think it's healthy to spend every waking moment with your partner, because I think that is ultimately where it's going to lead to destruction.
Well, because you're either changing your personality or they're changing theirs.
And that's not good. You shouldn't be changing someone's
personality is just really annoying.
Yeah.
Not all the time, but occasionally it is. And so I personally describe myself as an extroverted introvert.
It's true. You can be one of them.
Yeah, I think it's real. So, I love spending time with other people, but I also need my decharge time. And if I don't have it, I will destroy the world.
Lose my shit.
Yeah.
I'm the same.
When we lived together, I was like, Emily, I just need to go off and spend some time by myself. You hadn't done anything.
No.
I hadn't done anything. We weren't in an argument. I just needed some time by myself.
Yeah. But it's natural to... I know, some people don't...
Necessarily need that
or like their own company, but yet they still want a time away.
But if you don't like yourself,
there's other issues.
There's real issues.
I mean, that's another podcast.
RuPaul said it.
If you don't love yourself,
you can't love somebody else. It's that simple. Yeah.
Mm.
You have to enjoy.
That is a good mantra.
Time by yourself, and you have to learn to love yourself before you can properly love someone else. It's just accurate.
Mm.
It's not.
No.
And I love time by myself. No offense to you.
No, same. It means that you can do all the silly little things that you would do not in front of your boyfriend.
Do you know what? Those things are getting few and far between. I've realized that I've started my weird singing thing.
Oh no.
Around the house or when I wake up in the morning, which I only used to do in front of them. And now obviously occasionally I do on the podcast, but I was in the bathroom, brushing my teeth, dancing around na 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 na. And he was like, what are you doing? What's happening? I was like, just singing a non-tune to myself.
Sorry, it happens. No, I mean, there are things, yeah.
That and you, it's lovely that your partner nice. Can love all of those parts of you.
Well, you kind of want them to see those also, parts. Like,
absence makes the heart grow fonder.
It does.
And if you're always with someone, like, I love that we...
But how do you have a conversation with someone if you see them all the time?
What have you got to talk about? Like, at least when I finish, you were there. Like, when no, I you see were there. You on a Sunday night, same for you, because we worked all day Saturday in the day, and they work all day Saturday evening.
Saturday evening.
Then I leave on Sunday morning, or they leave on Sunday morning, and then I don't see him till Sunday evening.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
So I'm like, what have you been up to? It's been ages.
But you can have those chats. You can be like, oh yeah, you know, tell me about your day, or, you know, like...
Catch up on the gossip.
Yeah, and it means that you actually have something to talk about. I honestly don't know what you would talk about.
I want you to go out with your mates and leave me the fuck alone.
But also you, like, I want you to, yeah, go out with your mates.
And have and equally, you time and, like, enjoy I go out with time. Mine. Yeah. And I don't always need to be there.
No.
It's like, I don't remember what it was. And it was like boys' night or whatever. They were like, oh, well, do you want to come? I was like, absolutely not. You're going to play poker and you're going to eat cheese. I mean, the eating cheese part fine. I can get on board with.
Playing poker or Risiko or whatever, I'm not down with that. It's boring.
I invited Emily over, we watched Sex and the City, we had a glass of wine, we had a lovely evening.
You know what? You have boys' night, we'll have girls' night.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Exactly. Or I'll just have me time.
Yeah. Equally fine. Yeah. Equally perfect. It's fine. I don't mind. But yeah, I think, you know, within a relationship, girls should always maintain their friends. Boys should always maintain theirs. You're going to have mixed friendships. That's great.
That's lovely. Well, we were talking, like, we haven't been out as a foursome for a while. Like, no. We want to go out and do that because the boys get on so well. We get on so well. That's lovely. And the four of us get on really well together.
So and why not?
Like, and I'm not saying you have to only be friends with boys or you have to only be friends with girls, but I just think maintaining separate relationships, even like if they know each other, like me and you obviously are close, but we'll go out with the boys or whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
They don't have to be completely separate.
No.
It's just about spending time away.
But equally, I enjoy my girl time too. Like, I as a girl, I need my girl time.
Guess what
and
we're
I
doing
assume,
tomorrow.
Exactly.
Fake tan night.
Fake tan night, finally. You know, we'll watch some Sex in the City or, you know.
We need to finish that.
Yeah, we do.
Maybe we have to do it mine then.
Oh, yeah,
Sky.
Maybe. Sky.
Should I kick him out?
Yeah.
See, I also do that. I'm like, you're going to have to get out.
But I just think it's healthy, like, for you to have different interests or, you know, different friendship groups or just, yeah, having a bit of time to just, I mean,
but
like,
also sometimes
we've left the boys now, yeah. Like, my boy was on the sofa watching TV. I know, like, he's just going to sit there and do that. But that means that he gets to have a bit of alone time, a bit of quiet time.
He gets to just
I'm not there. He can watch what he wants because, obviously, ultimately, I don't like watching what he watches all the time.
Guess what he was watching when I left?
What?
You know, there's really annoying two men that they love, the old Western...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, Marco made me watch one of them the other night. I was like, okay, fine.
Yeah, sometimes
I'll happily watch. You know, I was in the mood. I was like, fine, I'll watch it. It's like Italian slapstick comedy. Is basically.
And Matteo's like laughing out loud.
Yeah.
What's happening?
But I didn't realize how many
they've done. So many.
I didn't realize
so many of them.
Jade, I thought it was the two westerns that we've seen.
No. I was watching the police one earlier.
I watched. What did I watch? The one where
I was watching Desperate Housewives, and he came back from lunch with his parents, and was like, "Oh, can I put this on?"
And you're like, "Oh."
I was like, "I am just looking at my phone."
So fine.
So fair. But I was watching Desperate Housewives in Italian.
Oh, well done.
So fine.
Well, that's good. No, I watched one the other day. Literally last night, I think. No, not last night.
They all had the same theme where, like, the hotter one goes off with a girl. And then the girl turns out to be a bit...
Yeah.
Like, related to the baddies or something. Then he finds another girl. Like, there's always multiple...
I know.
Disposable women in it.
There is. It's kind of a bit like a James Bond, but in Italian.
Yeah.
With two people and they're dirtier. And not one. Not in a sexual way, but physically, they
look like stupid and dirty, but somehow they're getting girls.
I don't know.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Classic slapstick comedy, apparently.
It is. It's kind of, yeah, famous. Very famous in Italy. But again, I'll happily watch that sometimes, but other times I'm not going to want to watch it.
Yeah, but I think both need to be fine. This is the thing, is that, like...
You kind of need to have a balance.
It's a delicate balance, because, like... You can't every time the football comes on be like, right, well, I'm off.
Mm.
But you also can't be like, oh yeah, let's watch the football because I love it. If you don't fucking love football.
No.
Like, I like football.
I hate it.
There you go.
There you go.
I'll watch football sometimes. I support a team kind of. Like, I'm just not that invested.
No. No.
And to be honest, I'm not that invested in any sport.
I mean, I am with rugby.
Like, when I'm watching it.
Oh, yeah, also, like, same.
I don't follow my team.
No, actually, that's home. True. Yeah.
So, like, I'm invested.
But to an extent. Point. Yeah.
Like, but it's like with football, I'm really invested in England. I'm really invested in rugby in England.
But I don't.
But
really...
my other teams.
Yeah, no,
sometimes
I wouldn't.
Sometimes I'll pay attention, sometimes I won't. And it's not.
No, yeah, I'm with you on that.
It's not the be all or end all of my universe.
No, definitely not.
Whereas, that's not. I mean, they couldn't give a damn about the rugby, but that's because they lose.
Well, they haven't got a good team, have they?
They beat Wales.
They did.
sorry to any Welsh.
Yes, sorry to any Welsh listeners, but we were rooting for Italy at that point.
Well,
but
yeah, we live in Italy.
You know, well, A, we live in Italy, and B, you Welsh would never support England. So why would we support you? You know,
they do expect us to, though.
They do, but I just we didn't. We supported didn't. Italy.
Sorry, not sorry. So we have gone into a few points of view, let's say. If you disagree with us or you think that you should spend all your time waking with your other half, then that's lovely for you. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
Is that sarky? Is that bitchy? I'm sorry. I just disagree with it. Listen, I've done it before. I did it when I was younger.
Same.
And I think it's easy to fall into that routine. And I feel like I've learned from it. I feel like I've had quite toxic relationships from that. So it doesn't work for me. Maybe it
doesn't
work.
No, it doesn't work for me either.
I mean, we know a couple actually that are really healthy and they're a lovely couple. They live together. They travel together.
Oh, yeah.
And it works for them. So I'm not saying it doesn't work for everyone.
I just think there's certain relationships that it's too forced. And even like from an external point of view, you can see that. And
no,
it's not.
Like, so that particular couple that we're talking about, they have very separate personalities within that relationship.
They do.
And so I get it. I can see how it works for them. But I don't think they're like that all the time.
No, I believe they probably have their times where they want to, you know, one will go out, one will stay in or, you know.
Well, they do. They do that. And I think that's the difference.
So they do actually have time apart. As much as their lives are very intertwined.
They're the only couple I know that are like a healthy, nice couple that spend most than like 90% of their time together.
Yeah. But then maybe that's the fine, 90-10.
Yeah.
Because you've got 10% of your time where you're not with that person. Mm. I think it's if you're spending 100% of that time. I just don't think.
Or like.
As my personal opinion, it's
some
a good
relationships
idea.
Where you're like very much yourself when like couples have been together a really long time. And they're so much themselves. Mm. Like because they've done the part where they've spent time apart and that they maintained their relationships, they've maintained their personalities, they've grown separately and together, then I think it's fine.
But
more so.
Yeah.
But I think it's that like first, like...
That early stages.
But I'd say like 5 years.
You've got to be with that person a long time to want to spend that amount of time with them. Maybe.
I don't know.
I'm not there
like
yet.
Like we said, we're not relationship experts, but both of us have very strong opinions, so we thought we'd share them with you over a glass of rosé or whatever tipple you felt like joining us with, whether it was a cup of tea or...
I mean, yeah.
Or
if tea's your choice, or gin and tonic, or a beer, I don't know.
You're just going to list the drinks now.
Yeah, anything. We don't care what
whatever you were drinking, we hope you enjoyed the podcast. Thank you so, so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it. The amount of listeners we've got now is...
We're very happy, thank you so much.
We're just really happy that you're joining us on this little journey. Please do let us know your thoughts. Please do head over to our Instagram page, Blondes Living Boldly. Give us a follow, see what we're up to in our day-to-day lives.
It's interesting, I promise you.
and we'll also, we do share some polls and stuff on there as well. If you are interested in getting even more involved in the podcast, then please do head over to our Patreon page.
Yes.
Which is Patreon.com/BlondesLivingBoldly, basically.
Yeah. We won't do the whole shebang because it's too many words. But yeah, it's kind of, there's so much more bonus content on there. More of us doing our general chats. Mm-hmm. There's videos. There's, I don't know, like so much. So please do go over, subscribe and, you know.
We really appreciate
it. We do.
Thanks for joining us. Cheers to you.
Yeah.
Cheers to healthy relationships, whatever you see
as that. Yeah, whatever you see as that. But, and also, keep living boldly.
As boldly as possible.
Ciao for now.